Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So, happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're maximizing arrests, maximizing asset seizures of the cabal, and minimizing collateral civilian damage. And by delaying and allowing the Biden show to have a full year of absolute treacherous, treasonous activity, we're seeing treason. And, you know, to me, it's kind of, I like analogies. I love analogies. It's like, let the Biden show have a parade and let's see who joins it. Because the ones who join it, we're going to get the goods on them and arrest them too.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was the one and only Jim Willie. And I think you're really going to enjoy this conversation. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Bitcoin was up 20% in just 5 days. Yes, crypto is a very volatile space, but that's exactly why a lot of people are making a lot of money. And I want you to know there's a way your capital gains can go tax-free legally, and you can do it through My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you can buy and sell cryptocurrencies through a crypto IRA and not pay any taxes. And we all know how big the gains could be. Last year, Ethereum gained 450%. With a My Digital Money crypto IRA account, you don't have to pay taxes on any of that. And here's the best part. My Digital Money is giving away $50 to new cash accounts. Just use the code MDM50. Go to mydigitalmoney.com and open your account now to get your free $50. Mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report here with a blast from the past. It's been far, far, far too long since we've had Jim Willie on the show. He's the editor of the Hat Trick Letter, which you can find over at golden-jackass.com. Jim, welcome back.
It's been a while. Yeah, I don't even know how long, but I think the last time was before this fake pandemic came on. And I thought this was a false pandemic way back in February and March of 2020. I did research. You could tell my favorite topic, but Ukraine is a second favorite topic. By April and May of 2020, I concluded the PCR test was a total farce, invalid, and a very destructive test because they were using it to shut down economies. I have a client who actually went to school with Mullis. Mullis was the inventor of the PCR test, and it was actually more like a lab clinical tool. And he wrote a research paper, a medical paper in medical journal, Mullis did, and said, this is not a diagnostic tool. It's a clinical device for replicating proteins. And so let's see what happens in the next couple of months. Like there's some baseball arbitration going on right now, and they might scrap the PCR test. Okay, so we're beginning to see a great revelation that the vaccine is lethal, that the pandemic is false, that now vaccine-induced HIV AIDS is prevalent now, heart attacks, clots. Here's a statistical item for you. I'm a statistician. And one thing I did was a while back, I looked at the red state versus the blue state. counts for cases, medical cases. And the blue states had 8 times as many, which just was off the chart significant as for being different. Off the chart significant for being different, red state versus blue state in the number of cases. Well, here's another one. This is a gem. It's the Indiana Insurance Company that produced the death count, the death rate for age between, I think it was 18 and 62, something like that. And he said 10% difference was 3 standard errors off higher than the norm, the mean, the long standing average. And the longer the average is standard, the smaller the standard deviation is. It's kind of a truism, not exactly, but usually. Well, they had a 40% rise in the death rate. So that was a 12 standard error event. Being a math stat guy, I teamed together with a friend of mine who has a doctorate in engineering, and he asked me, do you have a formula for the tail probability? Meaning, what is the probability of more than 5 standard errors? What is the probability for more than 7 standard errors? Well, I looked it up for 7, and it was every 110 million years. Okay, so we've got not causality, we've got correlation. Pardon me, I itch. We got correlation between
the rollout of the vaccine and a spike in deaths of 40% of people between the ages of 18 and 64. Do you want to know why? Well, now we know why. Of course, we knew why because I interview doctors and researchers all the time. But get this. This is the information Pfizer didn't want released for 75 years. The FDA didn't want this released for 75 years. But thanks to a FOIA request, and my buddy over here at Alien Wars on BitChute explains the data that has now been released. Listen to this.
Breaking news. A top secret Pfizer document is now circulating online. It's unclear if this is part of the FDA release or if this was acquired by hackers. We'll leave a link in the description, but now we know why they were censoring everyone and why they were killing doctors. They didn't want people to know what this vaccine actually does. We're going to be covering what we can in this broadcast. But when we go to page 30 of the adverse events, we have a list that spans about 10 pages. We're going to go through as much of this as we can. But the very first listing here is 1P36 deletion syndrome. What is that exactly? It means it's actually deleting part of people's chromosomes.
I'm going to pause it there. I'm going to come back. 10 pages of adverse effects, of adverse reactions, of death consequences, things I've never even heard of. So I got to get a doctor on to address this. But I mean, these people are guilty of absolute crimes against humanity.
And I don't think that people are going to fully awaken, Sean, until they see something very tangible and in front of their faces and in the mainstream, like the stock value. I think Moderna is down 60% in its share price. I believe Pfizer is down about 20% or more in its share price. Pfizer is doing open disclosures to try to minimize the financial damage. Moderna's CEO and their co-founder dumped $1 billion worth of stock. So maybe we're going to see a trashing of their stocks. And I make a point. I make a very important point here. The Rockefellers in general, whether it's the institute or individuals, they own about 60% of Big Pharma. So if you made the assumption that they own 60% of all the majors individually, you could then say that they're having a hard time defending their stock, which lends credence, Sean, to maybe the Rockefellers having some or most or all of their wealth seized, asset seizures. Okay, this is really important because if they don't have capital, they're not going to be able to move to their next product. They're not going to be able to do adequate marketing for their current products. And they're going to have to start rolling up their carpets and laying people off. We're starting to see whistleblowers now. I'm looking for statistical evidence, and we're going to see a flood of data being analyzed by professionals very soon, and in a manner that's indisputable, where the people are going to say, wow, okay, I knew that it was bad, but I didn't know that it was conclusively bad. I didn't know that the data was that incredibly strong. And now we got professionals backing it up. Notice that the doctors who don't speak up are on salary. They're working at a hospital, a clinic. AMA is their overlord, uberlord. And they must continue to sell pharmaceutical products. If they don't, they get their hands slapped and they get pushed aside and marginalized.
Well, check this out, Jim. There is a doctor named Eileen Crespo who is in these spots, which are basically CDC talking points, talking to patients, mothers who are concerned about the vaccine. Should I get it for my kids? These spots play every single day, multiple times per day. And this Dr. Eileen Crespo continues to say, run out right now and get your kid vaccinated. It's very, very important. We believe the data shows that these vaccines are safe and effective. This is still airing today as we're having this conversation multiple times a day. They're throwing so much money at this thing to broadcast it locally in the state in which I live, despite the Pfizer documents, despite the data that okay. You and I know to be true. It's an absolute crime.
Oh, absolutely. But who's, is this Big Pharma promotion? Big Pharma pays the cost?
It is the state in which I live health department who's putting these on.
Okay. All right. So probably a blue state. It's obscene. The other half of my point, though, is that the doctors who are speaking out, they're the elite doctors. They're not working at a hospital. They've got their own research institutes, or they're semi-retired and doing occasional projects and studies and writing articles in medical journals. The elite are speaking against, while the doctors on salary, AMA, they're silent, or when they do speak up, they have to recant. Now, remember, it was only about 3 or 4 years ago, the Cleveland Clinic, they had a big controversy over a couple of doctors who were speaking out against the vaccines because they were causing autism. They had to recant in order to keep their jobs. Okay, this is a military Nazi framework and structure that the American Medical Association has created. We're going to see a lot of analyses coming out. And some of these groups, they're going to be sued, like this doctor you're talking about. They're going to be sued, and they're going to be sued out of existence. It's a bit of a forecast. I heard it elsewhere. I'm going to adopt it because I believe it, and I have believed this sort of thing. They're going to be class action lawsuits. They're going to be individual lawsuits, wrongful death, business loss, false pretense for lockdowns, et cetera. And the early birds who do the lawsuits, they're going to win. And the ones who wait, they might be part of a class action and they might win also. But the ones who are later in line, there's not going to be much to win. These companies are going to get ransacked and have their assets seized. So it's really a race to get your lawsuit in there before, like, a couple of big pharma companies are subjected to RICO law asset seizure. Do you see that coming, Sean? Because I do.
Well, I need to see arrests of the heads of these companies. How about Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer? What is to happen to these people? They just get away with the crimes, right?
I don't think he's in the country. I think he's on the run. I heard he was on the run from my individual sources. And it's very hard to prove anything anymore. I can't prove anything. I got a joke. I say, you can't even prove that your mother loves you. You can't prove anything anymore.
Well, let's switch gears here, because sure. I know that you believe this devolution idea is real. We can talk about that. Biden gave a rousing and inspiring State of the Union speech last night. Really gave me goosebumps. This man is in such control of our nation. Everything's better, by the way, since he got in. I mean, inflation's down. Gas prices are down. We're energy efficient as a nation. The borders are secure. Now I understand why he got 81 million votes, Jim.
You know, as part of the devolution, I believe is a sideline project, and this is controversial. I believe the White Alliance, you know, Team Trump, whatever you want to call them, White Alliance, is running an artificial intelligence simulation supercomputer program, maybe with 4, 5, or 10 simulations per day, every day. Maybe there are only 3 or 4, but they're running daily simulations, and we're being opposed. I consider myself part of that team. We're being opposed by the Cabal's AI supercomputer. And I believe that there is something very interesting. I mean, I'm a pro in optimization. I'm a pro in some simulations. I'm a pro in probability statistics, to be sure. But in order to run a simulation, you must have something that you try to optimize. And I don't think it's a 0-1 game like win-lose. I think it's maximize the number of arrests, maximize the asset seizures in value, and minimize collateral civilian damage. I think those three major criteria are at work in the AI simulations. And here's the big point, Sean. A while back, a lot of people were wondering, why don't they just arrest these guys and get on with it? It's because they had more to optimize on the arrests and the asset seizures. Yeah, but people are dying. Yes, but it's kept to a minimum. Okay, this is very delicate. This is war. Okay, when you have World War II, the U.S. Army did not say, wait a minute, they got a factory in Leipzig. We can't bomb that. There'll be civilian damage. No, no, no. You maximize the military industrial damage and you minimize the civilian damage and you do your best. I'm going to keep that on best turn because I think there might have been a couple incidents where they bombed the crap out of certain civilian cities, locations, as kind of a punitive measure. But my point, Sean, is that they're maximizing arrests, maximizing asset seizures of the cabal, and minimizing collateral civilian damage. And by delaying and allowing the Biden show to have a full year of absolute treacherous, treasonous activity, selling natural gas and oil to China, cooperating with Canada doing the same, now selling 35 million barrels of oil to France, or giving it. We're seeing treason. We're seeing treason. And, you know, to me, it's kind of, I like analogies. I love analogy. It's like, let the Biden show have a parade and let's see who joins it. Because the ones who join it, we're going to get the goods on them and arrest them too. They're maximizing the arrests. I've got a client, Sean, I make this point very firm, very clear, very brief. It's a retired Homeland Security agent who worked over 15 years in the Homeland Security. And his friend is my client. And after the going away party, he said to my client, I can finally tell you now, Joe, all the arrests are real. All the executions are real. All of the plane loads, tens of thousands have gone to Greenland for prison. It's all real. It's all true. It's all true. Okay, that to me, it gave me a big lift. That happened about two and a half weeks ago. Big lift. People are going to start thinking and abandoning the ship so they don't get taken down with the guilty.
Hey, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. So happy 2022. Interest rates are at zero. Our government is printing money, $5 trillion in new money to be exact. We're told Russia's on the verge of waging war with Ukraine. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence is at a 10-year low. Inflation is at 7.5%. Something's not adding up, is it? So what can you do? You can play it safe by putting some of your assets into precious metals and keeping your money free from inflation. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free 1/10 ounce solid gold American Eagle coin with any qualifying plan. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options for keeping your money safe. No pressure, no hassle, no call centers. Just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? Call 877-646-5347 or visit the website noblegoldinvestments.com. Well, let me ask you this, because some of this, you know, when we get into the area of woo, it really is kind of woo-woo to talk about the arrests, because what we really want is quantifiable information. We want perp walks. But, you know, if we stay in the realm of absolute reality, and I'm not saying what you just said is not true. I don't know. I can't verify that. But what we can verify is that special counsel Durham continues to turn the heat up on the Hillary Clinton cabal. And Hillary Crypt Keeper Clinton, you'll notice, was just rolled out again recently. There's talk that she might run against Trump in 2024 because God knows Biden won't and can't. They don't. There's actually not a viable candidate on the left. Have you noticed that? So they're rolling out the Crypt Keeper Clinton, and she made a joke about the Durham probe and called it really basically a conspiracy theory that she and her people and her cabal did anything wrong in the last election. So she continues to laugh about it. Do you think Durham is turning up the heat on the Clinton cabal? Do you have any hope that what will result from that is arrests of high-level people like Hillary Clinton?
I do, and in that list of arrests and tribunal convictions was Chelsea Clinton and Mark Z, her husband, estranged husband, who actually flipped on her, testified against her. But he broke his own agreement, violated certain terms, understated his role, and then he got convicted again with Chelsea. Okay, when it comes to Hillary, I can't avoid laughter because there have been a lot of doubles. I believe that the October 2016 Hillary was not really Hillary. I have a left side, right side picture of Hillary the hag, 73 years old, and Hillary the youngster, maybe about 50, side by side. That youngster showed up at the CNN October 2016 debate. The next day, Trump said, "The woman with whom I debated last night," he did not even call her Hillary, because he knew it wasn't Hillary. It was somebody much younger and different. Okay, we're being taken for a ride. I wouldn't be surprised if Hillary is some kind of an avatar, a cyborg. The technology is there. Wake up, people. It's been around a long time. I heard something very strange a year ago, Sean, that something was disabled at the planetary level for an energy source on a certain frequency. And when the White Hats disabled it, thousands and thousands of soldiers in the tunnels just went dead. They were cyborgs. Okay, there's a lot going on that we're not being told about. And what I find that separates not so much the men from the boys, but the adults from the kids, is recognition of the deep underground tunnel systems. My sister, for instance, said, "Jim, I don't believe any of that." I got a couple clients who canceled from my newsletter over a year ago and said, "I don't believe any of that. Your picture of Yucca, Arizona is probably something else." Well, the two-story high portal into the underground systems. I saw a picture of the Swiss manufacturer, the Swiss device. It's 20 meters in diameter, and it digs holes, and it melts the walls, and it moves in the digging motion. It moves faster than you can walk. Okay, so there's a lot of technology out there that's sequestered. We're not told about.
Well, we know that technology exists, though, Jim, because of the Goddard Tunnel. I mean, they dig tunnels through mountains. That's not a secret. So, of course.
Good.
And by the way, when they celebrated the opening of the Goddard Tunnel, they had an $8 million satanic ceremony, which was widely reported on by me and others, celebrating the opening of that Goddard Tunnel, which, by the way, is located, I think, in the same country as CERN, another occult, quite secret, highly classified piece of technology that most people don't know exists. Hey, I do want to ask you, and you can continue, but I want to ask you about Ukraine and Russia, because the Russian stock index nosedived 98% on the London Exchange. Does that not remind you of something that the Rothschilds did back in the day. The Napoleon War, the war with Napoleon, remember what they did? They crashed the market and they bought everything up, pennies on the dollar. Is it not plausible that Russian stocks down 98% are a strong buy?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point. I'm not sure that I have anything to add to it. It could be very devious in their actions to confiscate Russian stocks of important stature. What I like to focus on, I don't mean to be rude in any way, but what I like to focus on is what I believe to be a Trump-Putin continued alliance. I think they're sharing information for logistics. They're sharing information in order for targeting. And Putin is doing a massive cleaning job. They're taking out biolabs. They're taking out data centers, banking centers. I'm talking about banks that don't have branches for, say, commercial loans and savings accounts. I came to learn about 6 or 7 years ago that many banks have offices in countries that don't have public services. They don't have client services. They have functions. And one function is narco money laundering. Okay, so that's what's going on in Ukraine. A lot of different banking offices are being shut down, names taken, accounts stolen, and disk drives cleaned. Notice that Putin is not maximizing civilian damage. He's minimizing it. He's maximizing cabal damage. And maybe some of these companies in the Russian stock exchange have operations in Ukraine. I don't know, and I kind of doubt they have much. Only probably a few are involved. But I don't regard Putin as being involved in an invasion of a nation. I think he's involved in a cleanup operation to remove unspeakable criminality that will come out in time. It won't come out soon, but it will come out in time.
Well, Ukraine is a base of absolute corruption for the cabal, the Clinton cabal. Biden, look at what Biden and Hunter were doing over there. Look what Biden did when he threatened the country to withhold $1 billion. Instead of the special prosecutor crawling up my son Hunter's butt doesn't get fired, you don't get the $1 billion. Well, guess what? He was fired that same day. So yeah, absolute corruption. And people like Hunter Biden, by the way, continue to walk free. You want to talk about crimes against children, crimes against humanity? Dig into that kid's laptop.
Yeah, I think they're going to see justice, Sean. They really are. In time, we're going to see more about what has been done in the cleanup, the arrests, the eradication, the turning into dust of 13 biolabs funded by the Department of Defense, run by the French and the Germans and the American health authorities. Okay, this is a major. Okay, there's an old saying that once you create a failed state, you open the door for the criminal activities. And it's not just narcotics money laundering, it's child trafficking, it's white woman trafficking, it's bioweapons trafficking, bioweapons development, it's arms trafficking, it's Bitcoin mining. There's a lot going on. It's absolute theft and pillage of assets and companies and banks inside Ukraine. And it's a pillage of all the Ukraine reconstruction funds that have been granted by the US government and maybe a couple of other nations. This is a gigantic crime scene, and you don't get one inkling of that from the Western news media. I don't think you're gonna see the history books treating Putin badly. Not at all.
Well, the Rothschild-written, Rockefeller-written history books will, just like the mainstream media is controlled by these people, and we never get the truth about anything. We don't get the truth about the vaccine. We don't get the truth about the deaths and injuries caused by the experimental vaccine. By the way, they continue to call it a vaccine, which I shouldn't, when it's actually experimental mRNA gene therapy, and they don't explain that either. So this entire cabal gets cover run for it by the mainstream whore media.
I call it a vaccine, Sean, but I try to quickly say vaccine with a double X. I talk about vaccines in my report, the Hattrick Letter, but when it's an immune enhancer, it's a double C. When it's a killing agent, it's a double X. And that's a good rule to follow. I've been covering this now for 2 years. Let me bring a little financial element to this that might not be so well known. I don't know if you recall, but in August, September, and October of 2019, the Treasury repurchase bond window, the repo window, it went wild with approximately, and it went up. And I had a forecast back in August, this is going to reach $1 trillion on a nightly basis. And it did, got up to about 1.3, 1.4 trillion per night. That's where the big banks put back their treasuries in order to get cash because they're insolvent. It got over $1 trillion per day, per night. And then they invited the hedge funds. I covered it all. It was over two years ago. They invited the hedge funds, which were largely Wall Street entities. Wall Street provided a vice president to oversee the hedge fund activity. There might be, say, 20 fund managers, and there'd be a VP who oversees that function. But the Wall Street bank lent the money. They were the creditor. So these were Wall Street functions on the side, ancillary functions. Okay, they invited the hedge funds to join the repo window, which is unprecedented. So I dug in and I asked Rob Kirby, who's in bad shape right now. I hope he recovers. Prayers are with you, Rob. I wish I could pray more. I'm not really good at it. I asked Rob, what's going on? And he said, it's real simple, Jim. Hedge funds with Wall Street approval are big buyers of treasury bonds. And they short the interest rate swap derivative and pocket the 30 basis points vig. Add on, let's just say, easy math, 100-fold leverage, and they make 30% annually on that trade. So the Fed and Wall Street and the regulator decided, let's invite the hedge funds to be involved at the repo window because they're so vital in providing support in purchases of treasury bonds. Okay, my big forecast then was something is breaking. Something big is breaking. I think it's going to be the treasury bond complex. It could be auctions. It could be the dollar debt. I'm sorry, the government debt. And I thought we were going to get in 2021. I thought we were going to get in 2020 as the months rolled out. I thought we were going to get a good indication of what the sunset of the dollar was going to be and the rollout of a new digital system currency that would be dollar based and gold backed. But instead we got the COVID bullshit. I knew it was bullshit by February. I had two clients. One was a friend, one was a client. The friend's father died of an aneurysm, a stroke. And they called it COVID because he had a little bit of sweat. Another client said, Jim, my uncle died of a heart attack, but he had a little sweat. So they called it COVID. And I thought, golly, they got to make the numbers. I knew by February of 2020 that it was all bullshit. It was all a fake pandemic. And I got, oh, this is really interesting, Sean. I have about 10 or 12 clients who at that time were in touch with me. They were in Hong Kong. They were in the Pacific Rim. They were in Australia, and they were California and Vancouver. A big bunch, about 10 or 12 of them. They all said the same thing. It was a 5G event in Wuhan. That's what killed people. They were killed while they were walking, not while they were in bed after getting sick progressively. And the second big point, no deaths outside the environs of Wuhan. It's an 11 million population. The outskirts did not have. Could just imagine you got a little kid pool. It's like, you know, 5 or 6 feet in diameter. And it's, you know, 18 inches high, and it breaks. Everything goes outward, all directions. That's what a virus does. This did not. They had 10,000 5G towers turned on suddenly in Wuhan, and it killed a lot of people. I heard estimates of at least 5 million were killed. That comes from my Chinese speaking clients who had visits in the area, who had friends in the area, And there's a very interesting estimator. The number of dead cell phone accounts suddenly was 5 million something in Wuhan. Okay, that's my little spiel on originally detecting that this pandemic was fake. And furthermore, in Northern Italy and in the Madrid area of Spain, they had massive rollouts of 5G towers. And those were principally the areas where the most cases came about. What it does, the 5G explodes the little lung sacs. They're called alveoli. It explodes the little lung sacs. They get bloody. They get infected just by breathing. And you get a misdiagnosis, but I think it's intentional. They say, well, you've got corona. Notice that between April of 2020 and May of 2020, they changed the television statistics, the data count. It changed from corona cases to COVID cases. And I said, well, what's that all about? So I investigated and I came to learn COVID is all the above. They needed to make the numbers. So I have a joke. Well, I got a sniffle. It must be COVID. Oh, I sneezed. It must be COVID. Oh, I farted. It must be COVID. I'm so sick of all this. And you know, it's basically an intelligence test. And you know, you get on the different authorities that continue the narrative. I do that, but I also get on the people who swallow it so easily. Wake up. You're allowed to use your brain. I know you haven't in a lot of years, but you're allowed to. I don't think there are any hat trick letter clients who buy into that. So I had one cancellation. It was about 8 or 10 months ago. The guy said, Jim, you cannot prove factually that the pandemic is fake. I think you're wrong. And I said, well, you got about 99 people who don't agree with you among the hat trick letter clients.
Friends, we're going to take a pause here. Now, at the end of this interview, Jim and I joke about sometimes his interviews go pretty long, but he's got a lot of great information. And if you want access to it, you can go to his website, golden-jackass.com, and sign up for the newsletter. I know Jim would very much appreciate your support. Now, this concludes part one. Part two will post in the evening of March 3rd. And in part two, we continue with the woo and talk about precious metals and the manipulation of silver and gold as well. Thank you so much for tuning in, friends. I'll remind you every single day for free. You can visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.